Yes, I did. So actually, right after we performed the anthem, we had a vehicle ready for us, essentially in the end zone. And I got in the truck, drove to the airport, got on the plane, flew over the Rocky Mountains, landed in Abbotsford, played in Maple Ridge, and then we continued on with our tour through the mountains onto Oliver and then Kelowna. So my goodness, it's been a busy stretch. A
couple of years ago, I want to say 3 years ago, you were here in Lethbridge at Average Joe's. I remember picking you up in a station vehicle and driving you back and forth. And we were talking about the fact, because you had a cold that night and you were worried about being able to sing, and that you've had to learn a lot about keeping healthy on the road. Have you got any secret sauce how that happens for you?
Well, you know, there's a bunch of things that I've learned from other great artists and stuff like that about truly maintaining your vocals and your health while being so busy. And one of the things is genuinely just talking. You know, and I'm a very talkative guy. I want to visit with everybody, talk, talk, talk. So I had a vocal coach that told me talk as little as possible, but as much as necessary, especially on days off where you truly can save your voice. And another thing is to really limit like the alcohol and the caffeine, because it'll dry out your vocal cords. So that's very, very difficult for a guy like me who loves coffee and loves to drink whiskey. So I just have to tell myself, hey, this is a job now. You got to be a professional. People are spending dollars to come see you play. Put on the best show that you can and save whiskey for the weekends.
I love that. That should be a song title, I think, right there.
You know what? That is a great song title. I might have to give you some points on the royalties on that one.
Now, when we look back on your career, your very first big song that went to radio and kind of took off, do you ever remember hearing your song on the radio for the first time? We'll leave that for the end as to what the song was, but do you remember that moment?
Very much so. You know, I was in Alberta, and we had released our single, the very first national release, across Canada, and it was really special to hear that with my family in the vehicle. I had my parents, I had my wife, and I also had my grandparents. We were all traveling together in a minivan, and we didn't know that it was going to be played on the radio. We were literally just listening and driving to the next thing. And sure enough, it comes on, and the DJ talked about it being a debut. And it was an emotional moment because you work so hard, and it's not just a three-minute song. It's years and years and years of effort and work and trial and error to get to that point. So it was a big moment for me, and I'll never forget it.
So what was that very first song release for Brett Kissel?
Is it Started With A Song?
It is Started With A Song, yeah.
Well, awesome.
You got it right. So are you somebody who's kind of followed Brett from the beginning of his career that you knew that then?
Yes, I've been listening to country music for a long time.
Good.
Oh, good stuff.
We've got a pair of tickets to the show Thursday night and meet and greet passes, Dave.
Oh, that's great. Thank you.